Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Whoa, would you look at that? I just hit the little button here on the screen that says PMI for this dorky little music here. It's three stories to send you on your way today. It's a positive, a minus, and something interesting. We call it PMI with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Who's got the P today?
I do, and a woman in Arizona reported that she was attacked by a bobcat over the weekend.
Oh, no.
And that it happened twice. Initially, she thought it was just a coyote, so she kind of brushed it off. That is when the bobcat jumped on a fence and then jumped on her and started scratching her and trying to attack her. And right when that happened, her beautiful German shepherd named Moses sprinted into action and actually snapped the bobcat's neck.
Yes!
Ended up killing
Moses.
It. And this was a bobcat attack in the same neighborhood that took place over 4 days. So it happened four other times, and they're assuming it's the same bobcat. They're not 100% sure. But this one was killed by Moses, the German shepherd, and then they did testing, and this bobcat had rabies.
I bet, if it's attacking people.
It's really good that this dog protected the bobcat and saved both itself and the woman. The woman remained anonymous, so I don't know her name, but scary situation there. That ended up being a really good situation and a protective German shepherd. Again, who's named Moses? I love that name.
And Moses is okay?
Moses is okay. Moses is totally fine. It killed the bobcat before it had any chance of doing anything to the dog. And bobcats are generally a little bit smaller than German shepherds.
I could probably fight a bobcat.
You can't.
I could fight a bobcat.
Can't.
I'm going to back Jeremy on this one.
Yeah, bobcats are easy.
You guys say that all the time.
I've actually seen
a bobcat, came up on a bobcat, and they're a little bigger than I think in person you think. So...
I don't think they're bigger than a house cat. You give them a good
They're way bigger than a house cat. Are you kidding me?
Like a cougar? I wouldn't mess with a cougar.
No, but a bobcat is still the size of
like a Maine Coon.
It is still the size of like a
cougars
duck,
in the wild,
right?
Or cougars at Shanahan's. I wouldn't mess with either one of them.
But a bobcat. With those cougars.
Yeah, the bobcat, I don't think you do.
You just lay on it, right?
You guys have said that before.
I hate to say it. I think you'd be fine.
Can we get a bobcat into the studio that we can fight?
I don't think
I'll call.
Do we know anybody?
I do not want to be here when that happens. So if you could give me a heads up, like I know I can't fight a bobcat,
no,
but you guys can try.
The bobcat would beat you.
Go ahead.
Did you see the video of the rabid beaver?
No.
Yes, it attacked that kid.
The beaver was attacking the family. That guy picked up that beaver and just threw it.
Yeeted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could beat a beaver. I've beaten a few beavers.
Yeah. Joshua.
I did not.
Okay.
I meant,
let's talk about the minus. It has us down in Kenya today with a baby hippo. So its mother died defending her baby in a territorial brawl. I know. And that's a minus for sure. But
where was Moses?
So rescuers actually found this baby hippo clinging to its mama's body in a lake. But it does get better. We're going to bring this minus up a little bit because they moved her to a new habitat and the rescue mission will give you all the feels. There are pictures of this little baby hippo cuddling her rescuers. Like, the rescuer took his mattress and put it on the ground so the little baby hippo could come and cuddle with them. And it's got its little hippo foot up on the rescuer's chest. Like, he is just embracing it. And they're making their way around social media because this hippo is following this rescuer around as well. I think it thinks it's his mama. But it is absolutely adorable. And guess what they decided to name this little baby hippo? His name is Bumpy. Oh, my God. I love him.
Little Bumpy the hippo.
I love him.
Bumpy.
So he's doing well. He's acclimating to his new surroundings. And he has his new mama, a.k.a. handler, with him. So, yeah, Bumpy, we're hoping for good things for Bumpy.
Thoughts and prayers
to
Bumpy.
There you go. Thoughts and prayers. Tease and peace to Bumpy.
All right, well, I'm going to change the music for mine because I'm going to take you back to the mid-1950s, you guys. There's a great post that's going viral right now with a bunch of teen slang words from about 1954, 1955. And I want you guys to try to work these into your vocab today. How about Cool Jonah? That was slang for a well-dressed kid. Man, you're looking like a Cool Jonah today. George meant money. I've never heard that one before. I got a wallet full of George.
One? Like George Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got some George with you.
Now it's Benjamin's, right?
Yeah.
spooning your scarf.
Wait, hold on. Okay, let me think.
What?
Hey, gal, would you like to go spoon your scarf?
I don't know. You're wearing like a nice scarf today?
Yeah, I meant you're eating food for some reason. Yeah.
Why?
It was a different time, you guys. double bubble.
Is that
like the gum?
Check out the double bubble.
Yeah.
It means it's a cute girl. Oh, I want to start using that one. I'm going to call my wife a double bubble.
I get that.
What's up, double bubble?
Okay.
Why don't you back that double bubble up, girl? A bad dad from Baghdad was a guy who thinks he's tough. He's a real tough guy. He's a real bad dad from Baghdad.
Oh.
Yeah. Throwing Georges around. A fluky is a jerk. If you're at the movies, a heckle fun is somebody making noise at a movie. And a flip-lip. This is me, a person who makes wisecracks. What are you, a flip-lip? You old double bubble?
I've never heard of any of these.
I know, they're fantastic.
None of them.
And the one that people still use today, it's at the very bottom of the list, is square. You're such a square. Okay. I've heard that one from time to time.
Yeah.
But I think I'm definitely going to work in flip-lip and double bubble today.
Double bubble's got to be. It's got to be a part of the vernacular from now on.
Come here, girl. Show me that double bubble. There you go, guys. There's your PMI today with Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100.